This is Twit.
So there have been some reports that Apple was, you know, doing its next step and working on its Apple Car or whatever, you know, its plans in automotives are, and whether that's a self-driving car or whether that's a whole new sort of in-car entertainment, infotainment system, what have you. And Hyundai actually came... Sorry, it felt like the sneeze that I've been waiting to have was coming forward. It's haunting me. The sneeze is haunting me. If this doesn't make for a good social media bit, I don't know what does. Anyway, so I'll end up sneezing at the end of the show, and it'll be great, I hope. So anyway, Apple has been rumored to be working on a car for so very long. And, you know, we've heard more mumblings and rumblings and tumblings lately. And then Hyundai came forward and said, hey, Apple's actually working with us on a car. We're working with them on a car. We're sort of working together on a car. And now the company, because someone pointed out very easily, the quickest way to get Apple to not work with you on something is to tell everyone that Apple is working with you on something. And so now Hyundai has come forth and said, that's not quite true. Hyundai revised its statement for the second time in a matter of hours, and said that it had been contacted by potential partners for the development of autonomous electric vehicles and removed any reference to Apple. And also, I think that it said, yeah, we've been receiving requests for potential cooperation from various companies regarding development of autonomous EVs. No decisions have been made as discussions are in early stage. Yeah, those early stage discussions probably just got closed down. Not a good look, for sure. But no. I'm curious, as a whole, I don't care about cars really. The occasional use of a car as a tool to get me from point A to point B is about the extent to which I care about a vehicle. But there are muscle car heads, whatever they are, the gear heads, people who really care about vehicles. And I appreciate that and respect that. Where do you kind of fall in the Micah who doesn't care about cars at all, except as a tool to get from point A to point B? I guess I'm sort of not quite in the middle, but sort of to the left of center, where the people on the far left in this, it's not a political thing, it's just a car thing, are like, destroy all cars, everybody uses bikes or walks or uses public transportation. And then on the far right is like, cars, cars, cars. And so I'm curious, do you care about cars in general? Does an Apple car seem of interest to you? Or are you kind of like, bikes for everybody?
Well, until recently, I lived in Vienna, the capital city of Austria, and I was all public transport, everything. It was amazing, except when you needed a car, because sometimes, you know, if you go to IKEA, it's kind of difficult to bring home, you know, a table on public transport. You can do it. I have done it, but it was very uncomfortable. Would have been made much easier with a car. So I used car sharing services. Now back here in the UK, public transportation, not so great outside of cities. So I have a car. It's a 10-year-old Honda Jazz. I think they're called a Honda Fit in the US. It's a nice enough car. It was my grandmother's. She gave up driving. It became available. I said, okay, yes, I need a car. That's perfect. Thank you very much. So now I have a car, but I don't really, you know, I'm not super interested in cars. I would love it if it had CarPlay. I do not have CarPlay. I really wish I did. So instead I DIY'd CarPlay with a CD magnet mount, which magnetizes my MagSafe charger to it. So, and a USB to aux Bluetooth dongle, I guess is the right word. So that's plugged into the charger along with the MagSafe. And then whenever I get in the car, I can just put my phone on the MagSafe and it says, hey, would you like to run your shortcut for driving? Because, you know, I have a shortcut for that where it plays my playlist and opens Google Maps for me, which is great. But I don't really care too much about cars. I mean, it would be interesting to see what an Apple car would be like. I'm guessing it would be more similar to a Tesla than a Honda. We'll have to see if we ever get to see. I would love to see the inside of Apple Park sometime where they're working on all of these things.